Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Completing puzzles can be a challenging and relaxing way to spend time. But as Susan Levine, professor and co-director of the Center for Early Childhood Research at the University of Chicago, explains, the practice helps toddlers build important skills with far-reaching benefits.
Maybe this has happened to you. A toddler you know or are caring for reaches for a puzzle and the two of you put it together. You might suggest that she look for a corner piece or put the pieces with the straight edges together. Suddenly, an image of a bird or a farm animal shows up, and the puzzle pieces begin to form a hole where the edges meet. Putting a puzzle together is not only fun, but also a serious piece of work for the toddler. That's what we are finding in our early childhood research. Children who play with puzzles developed a better understanding of spatial relationships, how things fit together, and how shapes can be combined to form new images. We found this out when we videotaped children interacting with their parents during everyday activities. We didn't tell the parents what to do. We just told them to interact with their children the way they normally would. Some of them played with puzzles and some of them didn't. When we assessed the child later, we found out that those who played with puzzles between the ages of 2 and 4 years had better spatial thinking skills at kindergarten entry. That gives them a leg up on later learning for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, what we call the STEM disciplines. We also found that just talking to children about spatial relationships, such as shape terms or spatial dimensions like tall, short, or spatial features such as curved, straight edges, predicts their later spatial and numerical skills. So have fun playing puzzles with your toddler. You can get them ready for school at the same time.
That was Susan Levine of the University of Chicago. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
I'm just trying to do my jigsaw puzzle. Before it rains anymore.